What's up, everyone? This is Noah Daniels, and we're here for another episode of the Real Hauntings podcast. We've got a really special guest here for you today. JJ, you want to tell us about our guest?
Yeah, so our guest is from a show on Netflix that a bunch of people have been telling me about. And then Catherine over here.
Hey, Hi.
Kat. Kat eventually got me to watch it, and I was blown away at just how bizarre and entertaining all of it was. So we've got LC from Love is Blind. And her friend and our friend, Robert, over here.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, I'm LC's friend, Robert. So I'm also. Yeah.
and a friend of ours and a friend of the show.
Yeah, so yeah. Super excited to have him on the podcast.
If you want to follow me because I'm LC's friend, you can do that.
Yeah, he babysat my cat while I was on the show. So I wouldn't have even been there if it wasn't for him.
So I deserve the 20,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, awesome.
30,000. Excuse you.
And guys, we should let you know we're recording this over Zoom. So if the audio sounds a little different than normal, we just ask you to be patient with us as we're all kind of still in the middle of dealing with this pandemic. But we're going to do our best to keep bringing you guys content every Monday. And I mean, what better treat to have LC and Robert on for this episode?
Yeah. Shout out to the world. I hope you guys are doing okay out there. Maybe since you're stuck at home, you're getting some visits from loved ones, ghosts, let us know. We're ready to interview you.
Can you imagine being quarantined in a house that was haunted?
Oh my gosh, that would be my dream.
Oh, what?
I'm telling you, I would love to be stuck in a house with a ghost.
Depends on the ghost.
I mean, maybe at least like be able to get out and go for a walk, I guess. You know, so far they're still letting us do that. But
I would hope my ghost would be an extrovert though. So like
that right
now.
You're, yeah.
I'm such an extrovert. If my ghost was an introvert, I'd be so pissed.
You'd be like, you want to play a game?
Or be like, watch me, listen to me do karaoke by myself in my living room real quick.
You want to do TikTok?
Just start falling.
Well, JJ is our most skeptic of all our hosts, but he's also the most, he wants to be haunted more than anybody on the entire podcast. And we keep telling him,
really,
like, I'm not sure if you want that in your life. That's some heavy shit.
It probably is one of those things I wouldn't appreciate if it actually happened to me, but I'll never know unless it happens. So
that's what happened to us. Like, I was a huge skeptic. I think, Lauren, you kind
of. Same.
Yeah. And
I was like, JJ, I wanted to know. I really was interested in it. I'd watch like, you know, the paranormal show things. I loved that kind of stuff. But I was like, I don't know about all this. Like, whatever. It's like in the movies, you know?
Yeah, see, I gave zero fucks about it, but it just happened to us without us warning it.
So you guys were both pretty skeptical before this incident. And can I ask now, are you, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being don't believe in ghosts at all, 10 is absolutely I talk to ghosts every day. Where are you at with your skepticism?
Ready, Lauren? On the count of 3. Ready? 1, 2... 3, 8.
6. Ooh, an 8 from LC and a 6 from Robert. Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's...
It's not just the one experience. It's like a lot of different things that made me be convinced.
Yeah, this is my one and only experience.
It was a whole year.
It was a whole year. So it was a whole experience, but I haven't experienced it since. I think this is just a special area.
Okay. Gotcha. I'm super excited. To hear what this is.
Oh yeah, go ahead and jump right in. Tell us what you experienced together.
Cool, Lauren, you want to start?
Yeah, so how me and Robert met was we were interns after college for a theater company in Georgia, and we were just really busy all the time, like doing lots of things. And so we were just like, we were like drinking a lot, and we didn't really think much of the weird stuff that was happening because like a lot of weird stuff was happening at the time.
And we were in the middle of nowhere. And we were 2 of 6 apprentice. And so the 6 of us were like thrust into this tiny ass town coming from all different places. So we were all by ourselves in this house in the middle of nowhere with nobody we knew, working kind of like 18-hour days.
All the interns were also roommates?
Yeah. We all lived in the same house. So the house was owned by the... Okay, so... We were
the people like the area we were at. It was just like a lot. It was like a lot of like open land and a lot of older houses and like Yeah, stuff like that. And a lot of like, I'm sure like some burial ground situations, but who knows?
It's like a farm to table community is how they described it. So it was like a community of people that lived out in the middle of nowhere in these gorgeous houses, this expensive area, and then also had a theater company, which we interned at.
So it was already kind of like a weird vibe anyway, you know, but like we didn't really have time to think about it. And
So it sounds like y'all were kind of at like a bougie hippie commune. Yeah. Is that accurate?
And you can't tell us where.
You said it. I don't know with that. Okay. but yeah, so there was one night, like the first, like a lot of weird stuff was happening that we just thought was just like weird. Like, so there's a lot of us that summer. There was more than six of us that summer. It was like 10 of us in the house. And then the whole year there was six of us. But for the summer when there was 10, all the guys, there was like five guys, I think.
There were five of us in the basement.
All of you were in the basement. And you and the other guy, Will, that was the craziest one to me.
Will and I, they put us in the basement with like these IKEA beds, like the cheapest bed option, like five to a basement. So we are sleeping bunker style. And it's me and Will, who me and Lauren's the best friend from college. And Will and I got really close. So we sat next to each other in our beds, and I had never dreamed before in my life. I'm not like a big dreamer. So
never
like
dreamed before, and that sounds so dramatic.
Like goals or when you sleep?
He's got no aspirations.
I'm a low life. But when I sleep, I sleep and I wake up. Like there's no like, I don't remember a shit from when it happened. But I was having these very vivid nightmares of
skipped right over dreams. You went straight to nightmare.
Yeah. Of like needing someone's help. Like it would be like I needed someone to save me from a burning building, or I needed somebody to hide me from somebody who was chasing me. And I would come to somebody who was there to help me. But he had no face. I couldn't like figure out his face. And then he wouldn't help me. He would just stand still. So one night we're all like drinking, being dumb 22 theater people.
Also, I feel like it's important to know real quick that a lot of weird stuff like this would happen while we were drinking. So like, we were like, oh, maybe we're just doing something dumb. Like one of us, there's so many of us, like maybe someone's doing something, you know?
Yeah. But I start telling this story about my nightmares, and then Will stops me. He's like, shut up. Who told you? And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, you're trying to scare me. Who told you about my dreams? So Will and I were having these same exact dreams next to each other. And he had just confided in our friend Allie about it a few days earlier. Mm-hmm. And then I started talking about the dream that I was having. And they're very similar.
They're weird.
Dreams in the same spot in the room. And nobody else was having them.
That's creepy.
Yes. But so come to find out that spot we were sleeping in.
About like a couple months.
Yeah, it was
it's probably like 2 or 3 months at least of weird stuff. And we didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, the more things happened before that. So let's talk about that, Lauren, of like the night when the brick hit the house and all this stuff.
I still don't know about the brick. I don't know. The brick thing, I don't know. It was weird, but I feel like I can make an excuse for the brick thing. But basically it was the summer. So it was all 10 of us in this house still. And we're all like just hanging out, drinking, and all of a sudden, what I'm about to tell you has all happened in the span of like less than a minute. But there's so much going on that it takes longer than a minute to tell the story. But like, it was all less than a minute that this happened.
Because there's 10 screaming theater people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm in the living room with a couple other people sitting on the couch. And then Robert and a few others, like a lot of other people are in the kitchen. Some Will and Allie had left to go to the gas station and come back. But they had been gone for like 5 minutes. It'd probably be at least like a 10, 15 minute maybe drive to the gas station. So like they were definitely not there. So all of a sudden, like we were just like hanging out, loud music, like partying, whatever. The power goes out. And we were like, shit. And then we heard all the girls. So all the girls are sleeping upstairs, all the guys are sleeping downstairs. For some reason, all the women heard a scream from the upstairs, and it sounded like Allie. So we were like, you know, when people like the lights go out and people scream when you're in class, mm-hmm. It was like that. Like it was instantly goes out and everyone's like, ah, and I heard one from upstairs. And I was like, oh, I just thought they hadn't left yet. Like for the gas station, I just thought they hadn't gone, but they had. Oh my and, gosh. But also Will and Allie are like pranksters too. So like, I don't know, like, I don't know.
But we saw their car pull away. Like, yeah. Down the street.
I didn't see the car pull away. I saw the car pull up. But I thought that she just hadn't left. And that I heard a scream from upstairs. But all the guys heard it from downstairs, which I thought was weird. Like, we all heard it from, like, our beds, basically. But also, we're making noise, too. So it's, like, hard to figure out, like, what's what. But, like, the fridge light was still on.
Yeah, because Alex reached for a beer and I was like,
yeah, we're like, don't open it. Yeah, we like don't open the fridge. Like, we don't know when the power's gonna come back on. This is all like literally, again, within 1 minute, this is all happened. The kitchen side kitchen door, you could hear like just things being like rattled around, and it was big bricks thrown like sporadically. They were stacked earlier that day. They were stacked like neatly, just like on the steps. We just had like loose bricks there for some reason. And those ended up, I didn't really hear much of that. I think y'all did. And then yeah, someone's not there.
Yeah, we had of the house. And then our pet, we had a pet chicken named Baby.
That's
yeah,
weird.
We
called Baby.
She was like making a lot of like noises. Like, she was freaking out right outside the door. And then we were hearing the bricks hit the house. Like, it was like clunk, clunk, clunk. And so it's all happened in a minute.
And this is a lie.
Did you find the bricks like scattered around the house yes. afterwards?
Yeah, and they were like pieces. So, like, they
oh
were
my goodness.
Hard.
Yeah. So,
they were thrown hard. Like, they were like broken to small pieces, like where they hit the house.
Yeah.
And so everyone was accounted for other than Allie and Will.
Well, little Alex too. There's two Alexes. One was
don't
like a
giant little Alex.
Well, one was like a he wasn't tiny. He was like probably like 5'10", 5'9". But he was like, compared to other Alex, he was little Alex. So we had big Alex and little Alex.
How big was yeah, big Alex if little Alex is 5'10"?
Big.
How big is
he? Broad dude. And he's very tall. He's like definitely over 6 foot. He's taller than you, right, Robert?
Yeah, taller than me. He was playing like all like the macho roles of the show. So, like,
yeah. He was like the Tin Man in Wizard of Oz. If we had done Wizard of Oz, I don't know.
In theory.
And hypothetically, that's what he would play.
Sorry, there's a lot of outdoor hippie commune theaters that do Wizard of Oz. No worries.
Especially in Georgia. But yeah, so the lights come back on. And then about 5 minutes later, Allie and Will walk up. And they're like, you know, got their little bags, and we're all like still kind of talking about it a little bit because we were like, we were figuring everything out. Like, did you guys hear this? I didn't even realize the scream thing didn't actually register with me until Allie walked back in. And I was like, wait, like, I thought you were still here. She was like, oh no, we just got back from the gas station because I saw their headlights pull up and everything. But I don't really, it was like very confusing. And I was like, that's when I was like, wait. Did anyone else hear a scream? Like, who screamed? And we were all like, no, I didn't scream, but I heard it. That was coming from upstairs. And the guys were like, no, it's coming from downstairs. And we were like, what? Like, that's weird. And then the fact that the power went out for just like a minute anyway was weird, but like,
it wasn't the power because the fridge light was still on. So somebody had like turned off the breakers or
and left the fridge went on. I like the idea of like a respectable ghost that wants to keep your food still cold.
Yeah. Leave them something to eat. So the order of events. So did you guys hear the scream first or did the lights go out first?
Lights went out.
Lights out, scream, bricks.
Right. Okay.
Lights back on. Or no, it's like lights out, scream, bricks. Big Alex gets a beer. Robert yells at him. And then we realize the fridge light's still on. Something's weird. Then lights come back on. We're like, okay, thank God. Then like we're talking about everything that just happened. And then Allie and Will walk in and we're like, hey guys, what's up? And we're like, wait, what?
That's crazy.
And they had like cigarettes and beer. Like,
and yeah, like they had things from the gas station, like snacks.
Mm-hmm. And do they seem like somebody who would go through that much trouble for a prank? I mean, I know you said that they may be like kind of pranksters, but to throw bricks and to cut a breaker and to scream in two different levels, like,
I just don't know if they could do all that in that amount of time. Like, I don't think they're quick enough.
They were not that crafty. They're incredible people, but like they would not spend that much time on trying to prank somebody.
Yeah.
And was there anything leading up to it that would have like, you know, promoted them to do a prank like this? Like, were you watching a movie or scaring each other?
Like, we had time to watch movies. No,
not at all. I mean, this was like late at night too, because we would spend all day rehearsing, and then we would build sets, we would rehearse some more, and then we'd get home like at midnight. So it was like a
late night situation. Yeah. The only thing I question though is the bricks. And that's because little Alex was like right around the corner from that, smoking a cigarette when it happened.
But if he was little, could he throw bricks?
That's true. His little arms throw big bricks.
Was he acting surprised about it too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
he was a strange character.
Yeah.
Kind of aloof at all times.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He was really funny and sweet, but like, I don't know. I just didn't really buy. I was like, but he also was like, did you guys hear someone said something about the bricks, and he was like, oh, is that what that noise was? And we were like, yeah. And I mean, he always smoked like in the front corner of the house. And this was like the side corner. So like on that side where he would smoke a cigarette. So like, I mean, it was like right around the corner from him. So, I mean, he could have done it, but then it was like this ridiculous thing. We're like, why would Will and Allie and little Alex do that without wanting to take credit for it later or something, you know, like that's funny. You got it, you know, like, because if they ever did do pranks like that, they would always like gloat about it and be like, like got you kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
They never did that to this day. It's been like 6 years and they've never claimed it.
Do you think he was out there throwing those bricks saying, I'll show him who's little after everyone here?
Yeah. He's like, call me little Alex.
Part of me wonders if this is like, I there's a lot of weird kind of like acting exercises. Maybe this was like a director being like, I need them to have more fear on stage. Like, just orchestrated this whole thing so you could tap into that energy. Well,
the show we were doing was Oklahoma, so I don't really see that being relevant.
Yeah, not a lot of fear in Oklahoma.
he was a lighting intern, so he was very chill and calm and just always had some trees. But like, more weird things happened though than just that one night. So like shortly after that, the interns moved out, and then it left just the six apprentices there. And we stayed throughout the entire year. The interns were just there for the summer. And I'll always remember this day because it was insane. One night our basement flooded, and my phone was on the ground and I lost my phone and it was a disaster. But we were
like, I think you lost your phone like three times.
I can't, don't talk about it. like 2 inches of water. So this, and so we're in the middle of nowhere, and like this place we were in really relies on the community around it to be like handy people. And so this man, this like backwoods man comes out into this pickup truck and drives out to dig a trench around our house so it'll stop flooding.
I thought about this.
Yeah, he's digging the trench and he's about to leave, and we're telling him, thank you. Thank you so much. And he goes, y'all know what happened here, right?
Oh my gosh.
And so we're all six of us are standing there just like looking at him. Like, what do you mean? Because we've been experiencing these things. And he's like, what do you mean? And he starts like cackling. Like, he's like,
oh God.
He's insane. He won't tell me. He's like, no, I'm not going to tell you. And like,
oh, that's the worst.
And gets in his pickup truck and starts pulling out of our driveway. And so Will, this person who was sleeping next to me, being the person he is, starts like beating on his truck and being like, tell us. Running behind, remember that, Lauren? And like running behind him, like, tell us. And so he gets out. And then he then explains to me and Will that right where our beds are, like a little over a year before that, a man had committed suicide there.
It was like 5 years
before that. Oh, my goodness.
5 years before that? It was like 2 or 3 years.
Also, Marie had told us.
Oh, okay.
This is also where the two of you were having those same nightmares, right? About someone trying to reach for help from someone, but not able
So the guy shot himself in the head.
And he shot himself in the head. And
like then, 5 years before we lived there in the basement.
You know, Will and I were having the same dream about trying to get help from somebody and him not helping us. And we couldn't see his face.
It was right. I remember the faceless part. Oh my goodness.
Which I mean, I imagine, I mean, that like kind of theme of the dream, I think would really relate to someone who's feeling suicidal
and an alcoholic.
Yeah. Just like trying to get help, but not knowing where to go.
How did you guys connect that your beds were exactly where that happened?
That backwoods handyman told us. He pointed to the spot and it was like, that's where it happened.
Then we started asking people, all the people.
I hope he like built up the drama around it too. He like walks you. He's like, let me show you exactly where it was.
Well, you know what? He really did. It was like cinematic the way that he did it.
Like, but we were told by like several townspeople, like not people part of the like the theater or whatever, like none of those people, like, remember, were you there when the animal control came there?
No.
So we had to call animal control on the people behind us because it was like a problem. And like they had their dog was like screaming all day, all night. And like they never let it inside ever. So I guess we just called him. I don't really know why. But but we called animal control. He pulls up and he was like, it was me, Will again, me and Will. And the guy's like, are y'all kin to the folk that live here? And we're like, no, sir. Like, we're with the theater. We're just like interns. And he was like, oh man, y'all really, I can't go into that house. I'll go around the back, blah, blah, like all this stuff. And we were like, what?
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow.
And then the cop, for that, we won't say names for this one, but somebody got pulled over in the middle of the night. Underage drinking was involved.
Yeah.
And then what do they call? I guess they called you guys.
No,
I wasn't there. Well, I just heard about this.
Well, the person who got pulled over called me and Big Alex. And the cop said, if you come give me a ride home, they won't arrest me. So we drove down there and picked him up, and the cop was like, they were just having a good time. I mean, we're literally in the middle of nowhere. It's very good old people hometown. And they were just like gabbing with the person who got pulled over. And then he was like, I heard y'all live at that house. And like, the cop.
Didn't he tell him his address? And he was like, where do you live, son? And he was like, this is the address where I'm like living right now. And he was like, oh, you got bigger problems than this.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you need to call somebody and get them to come get you.
This is like the Haunted Hill House on Netflix. Like, everybody knows about this house.
Yeah.
Right. Did they all know about it because they knew the guy well before it happened?
So the guy was,
he worked in the town.
Yeah. So this town that we were in had a lot of like maintenance workers that came from like the area around it.
He did like grounds or something, I think.
He did like groundskeeping, and he worked for the farm too. So he was like, and this house we lived in was owned by the town. And so it was people who lived there were people that were like workers or interns or people that needed housing. So it was like housing. And so that's where he lived. And so everybody knew him because he was always helping around the town.
Yeah. So what we found out was that, so what we later was revealed to us was that, so he was an alcoholic. He had recovered or was like in recovery or something like that. And then he went to like a Braves game or something with his friends and ended up drinking. They came back to his house, like they were hanging out, but then the more he drank, he just like started getting really aggressive. And then, so everyone left. And then that night he shot himself in the head, and the cop who had pulled over that guy was like, oh, that was the bloodiest mess I've ever seen. Like, yeah. And we were like, why are you telling us? Why are you telling me that?
Population of this town, I wouldn't even know. I mean, like less than 10,000, I would say, or even less than that.
I feel like this would be a great movie of just like...
Or it is a movie already.
Some overworked theater people in some hippie commune surrounded by this like backwoods South Georgia town.
Honestly, would be
great. And then this ghost. Like I'm seeing the script already in my head.
I mean, if you add a van, it's basically Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know.
And right.
And we were all skinny in 22s. So we were really cute.
Yeah. And also we were really hot. Really hot people just like being spooked, you know?
Yeah, because the theater director was like, I only hire hot people.
Oh so my God.
It was kind of a joke, but
it was. But then you all looked around and you're like, yeah.
We're cute.
Just being scared. But there's so much more around the area. Like,
we would also smell sulfur. Remember when we were doing the show and we did a show inside of a barn, and it was a Halloween show. And so we were the ones scaring people the whole night. So like, we were just like, whatever, we're fine. Like, we're in control here, you know? But there's a few times that we had to go, like when we were done, we were like cleaning everything up, and then we would have to go bring something back to the barn, like late at night when it was like kind of empty. No one else was really there, and we would smell sulfur. We were like, okay, what's that? That wasn't there earlier. Like, what's going on here? And we were like, I would get like chills. Like, I couldn't. And that part was probably in my head, but I was just like, I don't want to know. I don't want to know if this is real or not. But
Lauren, did it ever get so bad that you thought about leaving?
Oh. I mean, that wasn't why we thought about leaving.
No, we thought about leaving because we were overworked and underpaid. The ghosts were the least of our worries.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were fine with the ghosts. Like, but also, like, learning that he was an alcoholic and, like, got aggressive when he was, like, also apparently he was, like, a big prankster, too. I think his name was, like...
It was Phil.
Yeah. His name was Phil, so we called him Bill all the time.
Oh, you guys named... You called him by his name?
That was his name, yeah. So when we learned it, we were like... Like, if stuff would go, like, the remote would go missing and everyone claimed to have not touched it. And we'd be like, Phil. Like,
oh, my goodness.
And it's because Will is our friend who was an apprentice of us. He's very spiritual. And he had Ouija boards and he had tarot cards.
There?
Yeah. We did tarot cards the first month we were there.
The very first, like, week he read our cards. And, like, and then Will said, like, and Will was like, if we call him by his name, he will be kind. Like, so we were like always saying his name. We were like, Phil, we love you, Phil.
Did you guys try to contact him on the Ouija board?
No.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
No way.
You want to tempt fate? No,
thank you.
No, we saw him enough as it is.
You don't let him know how the Braves were doing.
No. First of all, none of us knew.
we were theater people. We were like, what's baseball?
Sports. Like, no time for sports. But we did think it was weird, though, because when all this weird stuff would happen when we were drinking or like doing something.
Oh.
Like that, or whatever. I remember there was one time, remember Will's, I don't know if you were with me when we walked in the door. It was like Will's birthday, which also apparently we were told by people who knew him that like, him and Will were like kindred spirits because they had very similar personalities. Like they were just like fun and goofy and like to prank people, like trick people and stuff like that. And so they suggested that Will have him. He has like his own time in the house, the whole house to himself to like try to talk to Phil. And Will was like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I don't blame him, but like that would be so freaky.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm fully convinced it's the area we were in because Lauren, you remember that like mansion, that the abandoned mansion in the woods of the area?
I did not go there. Y'all said you were doing that and I was like, count the fuck out. Like I'm not doing that.
What's up, everyone? We hope you enjoyed part one of LC and Robert's episode. Make sure you tune in next Monday as they share more hauntings from their time at the theater. Don't forget to check out LC on Love is Blind, one of the current top shows on Netflix. Till then, keep it spooky.